time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, January 28th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We got a great show lined up for you today. Dr. Jeff is back. He attended a conference and went down and saw a bunch of new technology, made some investments into the equipment coming to Sioux Animal Hospital. He'll be on with us in the next segment to talk about it. If you have any questions for Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff is in the house. Text him to me at 231-360-5140 and ask your questions. I'll make sure I get them to Dr. Jeff for you. All systems are a go today. Thank you, Devin Lawrence, for getting Jockey Pro restored. Everything working again in the automation side of things. We had to replay Monday's show this morning because yesterday's show, only the first and the last hour, really was recorded properly, able to rebroadcast. Second hour was complete disaster. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig monologued with us for almost 48 minutes to fill up that second hour for you guys listening on the radio station 97.7 FM, as well as the Patriot Voice Radio Network. But the podcasts were completely screwed up. So that's why you just heard Monday's show. Hopefully things are being recorded properly for today. And you'll hear this show tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Greatly appreciate that. Lots of stories, lots of shakeup happening since Monday when Perry Johnson, the multimillionaire businessman from Oakland County, I believe West Bloomfield Hills area, got into the race to be Republican nominee for governor for this year. Going to spend $9 million in the next 60 days. I smell maybe one, two, possibly three Super Bowl commercials on Sunday, February the 8th, much like Rick Snyder did back in the day in 2010. Plus, he's hitting the airwaves very hard against his front-runner opponent right now, Congressman John James. So MERS News Service got some political pundits together to ask them about that. They also, there's some stories from Lansing that we're going to get to in the second and third hours today. So got a really good show lined up for you. Lots of information, lots of inside Lansing information. And even a story from Washington, D.C., as we're getting closer and closer to the deadline for a deal. We'll see whether or not they are able to get it done, or are the Democrats going to shut down the government again on Saturday? So We'll be talking about all that. Send me any text messages you'd like. Ask the vet, Dr. Jeff in the house, 231-360-5140. And like I said, lots of news, lots of stories, lots of information for you today on this hump day Wednesday. We get past today. We just got Thursday and Friday, and then it's the weekend. And of course, Saturday, I will be down in Rochester attending the Secretary of State candidate debate. The 9th Congressional District, Michigan Republican Party is hosting it. And if you're interested in attending that event with me, we still have a couple tickets available. Christine Gray's coming. Others are coming. Got a great, great debate coming up on Saturday. And I'm going to get you the link to view it online. Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, every hump day Wednesday is Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And so how was your conference? What did you learn? What are you bringing back to the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Learned quite a bit. Sat in a lot of different meetings, and where my stage is right now, because a lot of the stuff I've heard already, but you always pick up little tidbits here and there. But the biggest thing is that we really hit the expo floor, which is where they have all the new tech, the new, you know, all the shiny new things. And one of them, we are switching our lab. So we got several things going on. It was a very profitable weekend. So we are switching our labs. We are going to spin away from the IDEX equipment that we've had for years and are going with the Zoetis now, which is actually kind of nice because I don't know if people know Zoetis, which is actually used to be Pfizer, which used to be Upjohn, is a Michigan-based company. So actually got its start in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So that's kind of nice. And we are getting all their new lab equipment. And part of it is AI-driven. So this is really exciting.
Oh, AI. How is that driven? How does artificial intelligence play into it?
Well, what it does is we have these things for reading fecals or like ear, certain slides and cytologies that we do. A lot of times we have to stain them and then we have to either take pictures and send them to a pathologist or something like that. Well, here, this will let the computer, they've taught these computers what to look for looking for parasite eggs or, you know, for different bacteria or different yeast or things like that. So we can just stick the slide on the machine, push a button, it'll read it for you, upload the information into the computer. And the nice thing about it is it makes it more consistent. It makes it quicker. It makes it a lot quicker and it makes it a lot more accurate too. Because, you know, reading them, you know, if you got, it is a skill that you have to learn and develop over the years. And it kind of depends on, you know, who do you have reading them and looking at them and how accurate our results going to be. And this kind of takes that out of the factor or this factor out and really increases our accuracy and our speed and our turnaround time on getting information back. So you can do it for fecals, for looking for parasites, you know, ear infections, things like that. And then what they call cytologies, a lot of times we'll have little lumps and bumps on dogs and or cats or whatever, and instead of, you know, knocking them out and, you know, taking the mass off and getting a biopsy, which requires me actually getting a piece of tissue, what we can do is called a needle aspirate. So we take a needle, stick it in there, draw some cells out through there, put them on a slide and stain them. And, you know, up till now, primarily it's been the doctors that read those, and we can kind of get a little bit of an idea what's going on. Is it a tumor? Is it an abscess? You know, or things like that. Well, now having the equipment, we can hone that in a lot further to where we can get an answer much more quickly. It used to be it'd take 2-3 days if we had to send the slide off to be read by a pathologist. And the nice thing about this, so the computer will take it, they'll look at it, and it'll go, okay, yeah, I know what this is. It's, you know, a mast cell tumor, it's whatever, okay? But if it's something weird, the computer will go, you know what, I'm not sure what this is. It can then take that, automatically takes that picture, sends it through the internet, you know, goes through the yep. internet, and then Zoetis has actual pathologists that then get these images, and then we get an answer back in like 24 hours or under. It has enabled us to provide a much higher level of medicine here in the frontier, essentially, you know, where we're at.
Sure.
Versus like, so now we're competing. Now we're on levels like if you were in, you know, Farmington Hills or Dallas or someplace like that, where they have big, you know, veterinary clinics and stuff like that. Now we are able to do a lot of what they can do too.
Now, this process with you investing in this new equipment basically will give you faster results almost immediately, like when the patients are there, so you can discuss it with the owners?
That's the idea. Now, it doesn't happen all the time because medicine is medicine, and, you know, sometimes things take a little bit longer, but especially because we have people that travel quite a ways to get to us, that I try to get as much done when you're here, you know, take advantage, you know, of your trip and get as much done and get as much answers that we can get while you're here, so you're not having to make two or three trips, you know.
Wow. You know, like, amazing. So, absolutely amazing. And this technology, Jeff, I got to assume probably nobody else in Northern Michigan, especially in the UP, has anything like this.
I think they said, because we sat in a big meeting, and of course you had to hash out, you know, all the deals and everything like that. I think that we are the only ones in the UP, I know that, or at least that's for the first, we're going to be the first clinic in the UP, for that. And I think if you got to go down, I think even in the tip of the mitt, I don't think anybody has one. They said it's quite an area. So, the other thing that we're adding is endoscopes. Finally, I know I've talked about this for years. Finally, we got an endoscope coming. So that is something that actually, again, I don't think anybody. Well, I think one other clinic way out west in the UP has one. But now for anything that needs to be scoped, you know, dogs, cats, horses, we're going to be able to do what they call upper airways in the horse, look at the nose, and look at, you know, up the nose and in the sinuses and things like that. But we also are getting, especially going to be of interest to our horse listeners, I am getting a gastroscope, which means that now we can get all the way down into the stomach of a horse so we can look for ulcers. Because a lot of times people will think horses are what they call cinchy or are hard to train or are bucking or things like that under saddle. If you scope them and go up in there and look, they actually have ulcers in their stomach, and it's painful, and that's why they act like that. So now we're going to be able to diagnose that much more effectively here, right here, you know, in the clinic or on the farm. So we're really excited. And then also we're bringing in what they call a rhinoscope. So these are big. Those scopes are big. Obviously, you're looking up, you know, a horse or things like that. The one to look in a stomach is almost 9 feet long. Look in a horse stomach. It's huge. But now we're getting little ones too that we can look up, like cat noses. If you get dogs with chronic discharge in their nose or a cat or something like that, we've got scope small enough now that we can look up in there too. And then maybe even look up in some bladders and stuff. So it's really expanded our moving up to the next level, you know, on the things that we can provide here.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I got a couple of text messages.
Sure.
One of the things that they're asking is in this process, now this is a perfect example. Can you ask Dr. Jeff how I can stop my 8-year-old English Labrador from eating his own stool?
If you ever figure out how to do it, let me know, because my dogs do it too.
Why do they do it?
I don't know. It's a thing. I mean, interestingly enough, one of the meetings I sat on one morning, I hope nobody's eating breakfast right now, but you know, it's fecal microbiota transplant. Okay. So now I know we've talked before here on the show about your gut, the gut brain connection, and having a healthy gut actually leads to a healthy body. And when that gut biome gets out of whack, you can have lots of different problems. Okay. And not just, you know, like diarrhea or stool problems or things like that, but it can actually lead to other, like cardiac or other diseases too. And one of the things they do, it's a fecal transplant, which is basically you take stool from a healthy animal and put it in the colon of a, you know, of an animal that's not feeling well. So that was kind of, I turned around to the vet behind me. I was like, well, my dog just eats manure. So, you know, but I think they do that. It's just, it's an instinct thing. Maybe I don't, like I said, my dog eats. Well, the one does, the German Shepherd doesn't, but he will literally eat anything.
Well, she's pretty healthy. A vet years ago tell me that if there's any undigested food sometimes that makes it through the bowel, makes it through the stomach into the bowels, sometimes there's a digestive issue where maybe there's actually food that's not been fully digested in the stool. And sometimes, you know, that's a reason for it. Do you think that's an accurate,
that could be a reason.
Hypothesis on his part?
Yep. I've seen people that have changed the diet and then the dogs have quit doing it.
They're digesting their food fully because it's a different type of food.
Yeah. And then I've seen dogs that are on, you know, one of the best foods in the market. They still do it too. Some dogs just do it. Some dogs prefer frozen. My mom had a Cocker Spaniel growing up that the only problem, only time we had a problem with it was during the winter. And it's just one of those things. Fortunately, I have never, ever in 31 years seen a dog get sick of it. As long as you're on some kind of parasite control medicine, like your heartworm / parasite control pill, it is a disgusting but harmless habit. So okay. I always tell clients that they lack vitamin S in the diet. So
they need more S.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. Hey, on the surgery front, sounds like a lot of the equipment that you got, Jeff, is diagnostic, kind of lab related. Was there anything there for you that anything for surgical stuff, that any new toys you were able to pick up?
Well, the one thing that we are picking up is kind of surgery, but post-op surgery. It's because, you know, we have the therapy laser, okay, that we use all the time. Now I'm bringing us what's called a shockwave device. And this thing will, it says high-intensity sound wave pulses. And what it does, it helps break up scar tissue. So, like, for instance, I know we're getting close to time, so we'll go real quick here. My one side of my neck, I think my muscles have kind of started to scar together, okay, just because they've been stuck like that so long, 51 years of riding horses and things like that. Sure. Therapy laser can only go so far, okay? So what the idea with this thing, and I actually even tried it on my neck while I was down there, and it worked. This thing sends little shock waves in there. It helps break apart those muscle fibers, okay? It's not really damaging them, but it's helping to try to physically break apart those fibers and any scarring. Now I take what's called a cold lesion. I make it a hot lesion or an active lesion. And now I can use my therapy laser to get it to organize and heal back the way it's supposed to.
Zap it with some wavelengths and get it to start healing again.
Yep. Like I said, it's a toolbox. And sometimes you need to use multiple tools to solve a problem. There's never ever, or just, you know, one thing. Like, there's no magic pill, okay? There's no one thing you always gotta that can fix everything. You always gotta, like, look and see, all right, we're here, we want to be here, how do we get there?
Excellent. Well, if you want to put the number into your phone, you have any more questions, or you want to set up a meeting to have your animal looked at by Dr. Jeff, 906-635-5910 up in Sault Ste. Marie. He sees Mr. Snoop. Great guy, great service,